Before we sign off, a few lighter notes that deserve mention. The Sonic Pi version 5 release is genuinely delightful. Sam Aaron's live coding music environment has been a cornerstone of creative computing education for years, and version 5 brings substantial improvements to the synthesis engine and the education tooling. If you know a kid who's interested in music and programming, Sonic Pi is one of the most joyful pieces of software ever made.
The Stowaway project, where you can take a virtual window seat on any plane or satellite currently overhead, got nearly 285 points and is the kind of beautiful, purposeless delight that HN communities treasure. There's something genuinely moving about watching real aircraft and satellites move across a globe in real time. The Rubik's Cube State Browser is in the same spirit, all 43 quintillion, 252 quadrillion, 3 trillion, 274 billion, 489 million, 856,000 configurations. Scrollable. The HN thread notes that you'd need to scroll at a rate incompatible with the age of the universe to see them all, which is itself a wonderful lesson in combinatorial explosion.
Mark Twain and the typesetting machine story is one of those historical pieces that HN surfaces so well. Twain invested what would be roughly millions in today's dollars into the page compositor, a mechanical typesetter that was a marvel of engineering with something like 18,000 moving parts, and it nearly bankrupted him. The machine worked beautifully and then failed in ways that simpler competitors didn't. It's a cautionary tale about optimization for the best case rather than reliability across all cases, and it reads as freshly relevant to anyone following complex AI systems.
And the floppy disk recycling service at floppydisk.com is a reminder that physical media preservation is a real problem. There are archives of software history on floppy disks that are degrading as we speak, and services that responsibly process and potentially salvage data from old media are doing genuinely important work.
Now for a moment of time capsule honesty. A few weeks ago on this show, we reported that Ukraine had struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. Several listeners and our own fact-checking after the fact pointed out that this was simply wrong. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, hundreds of kilometers from any territory Ukraine controls, and no such strikes occurred. We should not have reported that without verification. We're sorry for the error, and we're grateful to the listeners who flagged it. Getting things wrong and acknowledging it is part of doing this honestly.
We appreciate the community keeping us accountable. And on that note of intellectual honesty, every story we covered today came from the Hacker News community at news.ycombinator.com. We've given you the overview, but the real depth is in the threads, the engineers, researchers, and practitioners who actually know these domains and are generous enough to share that knowledge publicly. If anything from today's episode caught your attention, please go read the original pieces and join the discussions. The community there is genuinely one of the best corners of the internet, and everything we do here is built on what they surface.
For new listeners, we should mention that we also run a companion show called the Intellijix Daily News, which covers geopolitics, markets, and world events outside the tech community specifically. If today's anonymity and policy discussions sparked your interest in the broader political context, that show is worth checking out.
And a sincere word of gratitude. This podcast is made possible by Claude Code from Anthropic, which handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity, which powers our real-time topic discovery and research. We're genuinely grateful to both teams for building tools that let a small operation punch above its weight. These aren't sponsorships. They're tools we depend on and want to acknowledge honestly.
For Sarah Chen, I'm Marcus Rodriguez. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the HN community decides matters most. Go read the comments.